Practical College English Course
实用英语综合教程第一册
Unit 1 Focus 1 Language Skills Section 1 Model Passage Reading Dad's Blessings
A young man was getting ready to graduate from college. For many months he had admired a beautiful sports car in a dealer's showroom. Knowing his father, a faithful Christian who owned a prosperous business, could well afford it, he told him that was all he wanted. As graduation day approached, the young man awaited signs that his father had purchased the car.Finally, on the morning of his graduation, his father called him into his private study. His father told him how proud he was to have such a fine son and how much he loved him. He handed his son a beautifully wrapped gift box. Curious, but somewhat disappointed, the young man opened the box and found a lovely leather-bound Bible with the young man's name embossed in gold.Angry and depressed, he raised his voice to his father and said, "With all your money, you give me a Bible!" and stormed out of the house, leaving the Bible. Many years passed, and the young man was very successful in business. He had a beautiful home and led a wonderful domestic life, but realized his father was very old and thought perhaps he should go to him.He had not seen him since that graduation day. Before he could make arrangements, he received a telegram telling him his father had passed away and willed all of his possessions to his son. He needed to come home immediately and take care of things. When he arrived at his father's house, sudden sadness and regret filled his heart.He began to search through his father's important papers and saw the still new Bible, just as he had left it years ago. With tears, he opened the Bible and began to turn the pages. And as he did, a car key dropped from the back of the Bible. It had a tag with the dealer's name, the same dealer who had the sports car he had desired.On the tag was the date of his graduation and the words, paid in full. How many times do we miss the Spirit's blessings and answers to our prayers because they do not arrive exactly as we have expected? Today's affirmation. Today I look beyond the obvious and allow miracles to be created in my life.
New words.
Blessing.
Graduate.
Admire.
Dealer.
Showroom.
Faithful.
Christian.
Prosperous.
Business.
Afford.
Graduation.
Approach.
Await.
Sign.
Purchase.
Finally.
Private.
Wrap.
Gift.
Curious.
Disappointed.
Leather bound.
Bible.
Emboss.
Depressed.
Storm.
Successful.
Domestic.
Realize.
Arrangement.
Telegram.
Will.
Possession.
Immediately.
Sudden.
Sadness.
Regret.
Search.
Tag.
Desire.
Spirit.
Prayer.
Exactly.
Expect.
Affirmation.
Beyond.
Obvious.
Allow.
Miracle.
Create.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening. 1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once,
and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Son, you are getting ready to graduate from college. What gift do you want for your graduation? I saw a beautiful sports car in a dealer's showroom. That is all I want.
A few days later.
Come into my study. What's up, Dad? Today is your graduation day. You are such a fine son, and I am proud of you. Thank you, Dad. I love you. Here is something for you. What is in this beautifully wrapped box? I'm curious. Open it and have a look. What? With all your money, you just give me a Bible? I'm really disappointed.
2. Listen to the first part of an English psalm twice, and then put the following in the correct order according to what you've just heard.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know have to go.
Three. Listen to a letter twice and then answer the questions.
Dear Mrs. Jones, it is a pleasure to write this letter because it gives me an opportunity to tell you how much I enjoyed your hospitality last weekend. It was my first time with an American family, and at first I was very nervous about not speaking English well. But you and your family put me at ease. There are many happy memories of the weekend that I will keep forever. Above all, I will remember that you made me feel at home. There were so many new and different things for me to see and to do. I particularly enjoyed the autumn walk with your family on the hills. I liked playing football with your son. Tell him I will teach him how to play baseball next time. I am back at school again now, and I am very happy because I now know a real American family. Because my English is still not very good, I cannot express my feelings better. I can only say thank you and hope that someday you will visit China and I can return the hospitality. Yours, John Wu. Dear Mrs. Jones, it is a pleasure to write this letter because it gives me an opportunity to tell you how much I enjoyed your hospitality last weekend. It was my first time with an American family, and at first I was very nervous about not speaking English well. But you and your family put me at ease. There are many happy memories of the weekend that I will keep forever. Above all, I will remember that you made me feel at home. There were so many new and different things for me to see and to do. I particularly enjoyed the autumn walk with your family on the hills. I liked playing football with your son. Tell him I will teach him how to play baseball next time. I am back at school again now, and I am very happy because I now know a real American family. Because my English is still not very good, I cannot express my feelings better. I can only say thank you and hope that someday you will visit China and I can return the hospitality. Yours, John Wu.
Speaking. Reference answer. What day is it today, Dad?
It's Sunday. Why?
It's the third Sunday in June. Today is Father's Day.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Dad, this card is for you. I made it myself.
Thank you, dear. It's beautiful.
With this card, I'd like to say thank you. Thank you for bringing me to the world and giving me so much love and care. I love you, Dad.
I'm so moved, dear. I love you, too.
Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading. American men don't cry.
American men don't cry because it is considered unmasculine to do so. Only sissies cry. Crying is a weakness characteristic of the female, and no American male wants to be identified with anything in the least weak or womanly. Crying in our culture is identified with childishness, with weakness and dependence. No one likes a crybaby. And we disapprove of crying, even in children, discouraging it in them as early as possible. In a land so devoted to the pursuit of happiness as ours, crying really is rather un-American. Adults must learn not to cry in situations in which it is permissible for a child to cry. Women being the weaker and dependent sex, it is only natural that they should cry in certain emotional situations. In women, crying is excusable, but in men, crying is a mark of weakness. So goes the American credo with regard to crying. A little man, we impress on our male children, never cries. Only sissies and crybabies do. And so we condition males in America not to cry whenever they feel like doing so. It is not that American males are unable to cry because of some biological clock within them that causes them to run down in that capacity as they grow older, but that they are trained not to cry. No little man wants to be like that inferior creature, the female. And so the little man represses his desire to cry and goes on doing so until he is unable to cry, even when he wants to. Thus do we produce a trained incapacity in the American male to cry. And this is bad. Why is it bad? Because crying is a natural function of the human body that is designed to restore the emotionally unbalanced person to a state of balance. The return of the unbalanced organ systems of the body to steady states or dynamic stability is known as homeostasis. Crying serves a balancing function for the organism as a whole. Any interference with balancing mechanisms is likely to be damaging to the organism, and there is good reason to believe that the American male's trained incapacity to cry is seriously damaging him. It is unnecessary to cry whenever one wants to cry, but one should be able to cry when one ought to cry, when one needs to cry, for to cry under certain emotionally unbalancing conditions is necessary for the maintenance of health. To be human is to weep. The human species is the only one in the whole living nature that cries tears. The trained inability of any human being to weep decreases his capacity to be human, a defect that usually goes deeper than the mere inability to cry. And this, among other things, is what American parents, with the best intentions in the world, have achieved for the American male. It is very sad. If we feel like it, let us all have a good cry, and clear our minds of those confusing ideas that have for so long prevented us from understanding the great necessity of crying.
New words.
Unmasculine.
Sissy.
Weakness.
Characteristic.
Female.
Male.
Identify.
Culture.
Childishness.
Dependence.
Crybaby.
Disapprove.
Discourage.
Devoted.
Pursuit.
Adult.
Situation.
Permissible.
Dependent.
Sex.
Natural.
Emotional.
Excusable.
Credo.
Impress.
Condition.
Whenever.
Biological.
Cause.
Capacity.
Inferior.
Creature.
Repress.
Thus.
Produce.
Incapacity.
Function.
Design.
Restore.
Unbalanced.
Balance.
Organ.
System.
Steady.
Dynamic.
Stability.
Homeostasis.
Serve.
Organism.
Interference.
Mechanism.
Damage.
Maintenance.
Weep.
Species.
Inability.
Decrease.
Defect.
Mere.
Intention.
Achieve.
Confusing.
Prevent.
Necessity.